Having said all he felt necessary about his own praise, he didn't stop there. He took a moment to excuse himself and ask for forgiveness for his words, saying his actions were driven by necessity, not choice. Despite acknowledging the necessity, he identifies himself as a fool. He initially said, "Accept me as a fool," and "in foolishness," but now drops the comparison and simply calls himself foolish. After making his point through his words, he bravely confronts any failing of this nature head-on, teaching everyone that one should never praise themselves unless absolutely necessary. Even when there was a reason, Paul called himself a fool for doing it. Next, he shifts the blame for his words not onto the false apostles, but entirely onto the disciples. "You," he says, "forced me. If their boasting didn't lead you astray or cause your ruin, I wouldn't have been pushed into this discussion. But because they were damaging the entire church, I felt compelled for your benefit to act the fool." He didn't say, "I was afraid that if they achieved high esteem from you, they'd spread their teachings," even though that was what he implied earlier when he said, "I fear as the serpent deceived Eve, so your minds should be corrupted." This time he doesn't phrase it that way, but in a more assertive manner, having gained confidence from his prior statement, "For I should have been commended by you." Finally, he provides the reason for his actions. Once again, he doesn't only reference his revelations or his miracles, but also his trials.